4 is Ballade for Piano, solo played by Catherine Stott. This is BBC Radio 3, it's 10:15, and a little later than usual, World Roots now, presented by Lucy Duran.
Tonight, I'll be reviewing new albums of world music with Rita Ray and Jane Cornwell. First, though, in session here in the World Roots studio, the two musical worlds of Brazil and Mali come together in this unusual collaboration featuring cora virtuoso Toumani Diabate with his son Sidiki Toumani and Brazilian musicians Arnaldo Antunes and Edgard Scandura. Here they are with Se Você.
Sempre que souber, saiba. Sempre que quiser, queira. Sempre que se der, lhes diga. Sempre que souber, saiba. Sempre que quiser, queira. Sempre que se der, lhes diga. Sempre que souber, saiba. Sempre que souber, queira. Sempre que se der, lhes diga. Sempre que souber, saiba.
Sempre
사이버 심기 기사 히라 심기 시다 이스티가 심기 소바 사이버 심기 기사 히라 심기 시다
Si Você, recorded in the World Roots studio, featuring the Brazilian singer Arnaldo Antunes and the Brazilian guitarist Edgar Scandura, with Malian virtuoso on the cora Tumani Djabate and his brilliant young son Sidiki Tumani. And they'll be back with us later on in the programme. But first we welcome writer Jane Cornwell and DJ and broadcaster Rita Ray. So Rita, you've come pretty much straight off the plane from Ghana.
That's absolutely right. I went over to record a funeral because funerals in Ghana are exuberant, life-affirming. I know it sounds weird, but really one of the most uplifting occasions. So this is a funeral of a 100-year-old woman called Ima Grace Cote.
Well, we'll be reviewing a new album recorded in Ghana later on in the programme. But Rita, our first album comes from a great singer who is actually from further north in Africa.
Indeed, she is a great singer. We're talking about Mariam Hassan. She is a Sahrawi who lived in the refugee camps in Algeria. And this is her new album, El Aoun Egdat, which means El Aoun on fire. And that's El Aoun is the capital of Western Sahara. She explores all the different issues concerning the Sahrawi. And the song that I'm going to play is called Gidiem Izik. And it refers to a demonstration by the Sahrawi who were still living in the Western Sahara. And they were demonstrating in favour of their autonomy. And this protest was crushed by the Moroccans. And as Mariam says, and after having razed the camp to ground, the Moroccan offender cannot sleep, thinking that if he continues to occupy Western Sahara, one day a brave army of young men will restore the freedom and the independence of the Sahrawi. Tim re
خير بعد فاذوليا خيم القدام غير بعد فهذو الأيام وضح ومخيم القدام
The Sahrawi singer Mariam Hassan from her album El Ayun Egdat, El Ayun on Fire, a reference there to the capital of the Western Sahara from which the Sahrawi people have been exiled since 1975. And the track that we heard was Gedem Izik. So, a fabulous singer and a very traditional Sahrawi sound there, the sound of the desert. What do you think, Jane Cornwell?
Well, it is the sound of the desert, but I think what's so brilliant about it is it's the sound of a strong woman in the desert, and it's the sound of a woman who is, you know, exploring her Sahrawi roots, the Sahrawi story, but also it's like a rallying cry, I think, and it's really almost holding you by the scruff of the neck and saying, look at what's going on.
I absolutely agree. That voice, it's like a fireball, you know, raising all before it. I like the way she's trying to experiment and spread her art in new territories, but I'm not sure about some of the instrumentation.
You don't like the sax?
I do not like the sax at all. It really grates on my nerves.
Well, that's so, and we didn't play a track that featured the sax, but it is over quite a few of these tracks, isn't it?
See, I like the sax. I think that adds a sort of psychedelic element to it, and it sort of comes in and out of her voice. I think they've done it quite deftly. And her voice has got that sort of, you know, it conjures the desert and this sort of psychedelia of that space. And yeah,
it's quite a sort of harsh voice. It's a very,
so it
it's almost like a wild voice. Mm. And so in a way, I think the saxophone kind of tones it down. Whether that's a good thing or not, I don't know. But I think one of my favourite tracks on the album is called Ana Sahrawiya, which means I'm a Sahrawi. And that's very bluesy and quite different.
Quite
from
cocktail
all
jazz, isn't it?
Yes. And, why shouldn't she do
absolutely
this? Why shouldn't she venture into new sounds? Listen to me saying that. I'm the traditionalist around here.
And that's the one that features the Jules harp, which I really like on the album.
Maryam Hassan's album El Ayun Egdat, El Ayun in Flames, is released by the Spanish label Nube Negra. Well, staying in Africa, Jane, but going to the other side, to the east, we have a new album by the Ethiopian pianist Samuel Yirga.
Sammy Yerga. Yes, this is a great album. It's called Guzo. It means journey in Amharic. And it's Samuel's debut album. People might know him. He's the pianist from Dub Colossus, which is a band that have done very well at WOMAD and on the festival circuit, who mix dub with Ethiopian classical or traditional Ethiopian rhythms. Samuel, a little bit at the back of the band, you know, when you've seen them, but now he's really coming into his own, and this is great. This is a journey that takes in classical music, modern jazz, psychedelic soul, funk, a bit of Latin. Now, the track we're going to hear now is called Abet Abet. It's a traditional love song. It's very raw. It's got the melodic notes of the Ethiopian one-string fiddle, the Masenko, and it's just fabulous. Recorded in Addis. Abet Abet.
Samuel Yerga from Ethiopia with his debut album Guzo, and that was the first track on the album Abet Abet. So, Rita, are you a fan of this album?
I'm totally smitten by this album. It's called Guzo, Journey, and it really does take you on a journey. He explores so many different musical styles. I love the way he brings in the traditional Ethiopian instruments like the masenko. The masenko player is sensational on it.
That's that one-string fiddle that we just heard. I love the way he sort of weaves in and out with the saxophone.
Yes.
So you're happy with the saxophone on this one, are you, Rita?
Absolutely. It's the production. It's the way it's blended in, it's balanced in.
Well, it's interesting that this has been produced by Nick Page, who's the sort of main guy behind Dub Colossus. So he's gone to Addis to work, but he's obviously, he knows Ethiopian music now, and so he's very deft at sort of, you know, knowing when to leave space and, you know, how modern and how traditional, just to get that fine balance. I think he does it very well.
It's a really rich instrumentation, and he's so confident and so gifted that he can play in there with everybody and then come out and just shine on his own.
Well, what's interesting is that he wasn't a piano player until a few years ago. I mean, this is just a fantastic story that Sammy, I mean, who's still in his, I think, mid-20s, yeah, wanted to be a piano player. And he heard that there was going to be auditions at the local, at the Yared School of Music, and not knowing how to, not having touched the keys of a piano, went down and actually tapped out the rhythms on the top of a piano and was one of, you know, a handful of 2,500 people that wanted to get into the conservatoire. And it's just astounding. And he started the clarinet, switched to the piano and practiced 12 hours a day. And this is the result. So what's so great about this album is that it's just an introduction to what he's capable of. And at this age, you know, he's really following in the tradition of Malatu Atsetke, even Keith Jarrett, Herbie Hancock, all these different people. I mean, I think he's going to be really a force to be reckoned with.
I gather he was always very interested in music, but that his family were dead against the idea of his
being... Well, he dabs to traditional tunes because he loves the traditional music of Ethiopia from the Northern Highlands. And, you know, that's where the difference is, I think, with someone like Malatu, who is much more influenced by American styling and American jazz. But no, his family, Samuel's family, wanted him to be an engineer. So he literally, you know, snuck out.
His sister helped him out, didn't he?
That's right.
Well, Samuel Yerger's debut album, Guzo, is released on Real World. Next, Rita, you've brought along an album from a London-based band from Ghana, and they play, what is it? It's a kind of Afrobeat, but not quite.
Well, they call it Afrofunk, and this is a band, as you say, based in London, and it's made up out of mainly Ghanaian musicians who've been on the circuit for years and years. They feature people like Alfred Bannerman, who was with Osibisa. Prior to that, he was with Bumbaya. People like Jojo Yates, wonderful percussionist and kora player. Alfred's a wicked guitarist, by the way. And then, of course, Nitego of Fititi. They were a dance outfit, and he's a wonderful vocalist and percussionist.
So it's a sort of veteran cream of the cream Ghanaian musicians.
Absolutely, who've always been on the whole sidemen, and they've come together as Konkuma, and this track we're going to hear is called Banlugu.
Thank you.
Infectious dance music there by the Ghanaian band Konkoma, and that's their track Panlogo, which is from their album also called Konkoma. So I hear a lot of Afrobeat in that. I hear the Afrobeat, the sound of Afrobeat, especially in the arrangement of the horns. Jane, are you a fan of Afrobeat?
Well, of course. I don't see anyone can not be a fan of Afrobeat. In fact, when I first came to London over 20 years ago, I was properly introduced to Afrobeat thanks to Rita Ray here at a club called The Shrine with Max Reinhardt. And what I love about the form, and especially now, is that people are really experimenting with it. And I think for a long time it was almost sacrosanct that you didn't muck around with fella's style. But because Afrobeat has so much Ghanaian influence, I think that, you know, you can hear here where the musicians are, and they're so experienced, these guys. You know, they really know what they're doing. So they're playing around with a lot of the Ghanaian influence. And I think what I love about this, there's such a knowing quality to it, and you can almost hear 70s blaxploitation soundtracks and, you know, all those kind of little beeps and whirls, and, you know, a lot of that down to the fact that it's been produced by Prince Fatty in Brighton, who's a really crack producer.
So they bring it up to date but then still make it sound very kind of retro.
Absolutely. And I think that's where the genius of the record lies. And it's all thanks to Soundwave, the record label, who we've known as people who've been digging the crates, bringing us the golden sounds of the 70s and 80s Africa. And now they've started to produce new bands and release new records. And Konkoma are an example of it.
Yeah, I mean, what's so great about Soundwave is, as you say, Rita, they have that very that grounding in the archives, if you like. And so it's almost like they use it as a base from which now to go forward. And I think that's fantastic.
Yeah, I mean, if you liked the old stuff, surely you're going to like the new stuff that sounds like the old stuff.
Exactly. I've got another album called Onda Tropica they've just put out, which is a cumbia album that is also very, very interesting, worth checking out.
And we're going to stay in Ghana for our final album, and something really very different, but connected in a way. Jane.
This is High Life Roots Revival by Ko Nimo, who really is the Homeric bard of Ghanaian music. And this is a superb album recorded in his backyard in Kumasi, featuring many traditional musicians, beautiful gravelly vocals on his part, a lot of call and response. This track is called Adowa Palmwine Set. You'll be overtaken by events.
I'm going to go to the hospital. potasi taka ti o biga diama kutube ye ne ba di ni asun otu aso chinsha frama di bi ye eko ene mo fra di bi bo e kuro ti wanya dodo kata o de ba e no be ni ka ti ne ku sha wo ni ase bi asi fa ma so tu o ko en sai no I'm not a monkey man. I'm so hungry to answer. You pay who ye? I'm one of all fair, so I know ya, Afro the pay. Chem for you to know. You're the one woman, or one of the who. As you be a single, give me a new one. Hey, Yashen said, if you ask my toes, so don't be young, I'm so tall.
The veteran Ghanaian artist, singer and guitarist with his group from Kumasi in the Ashanti region of Ghana. And that's from his new album, High Life Roots Revival. And the track has a wonderful title, Adua Palm Wine Set. You will be overtaken by events. Listen, listen and listen again. And there's obviously a lot of storytelling.
I'd love to listen to that again. I think that's just beautiful.
Just gorgeous. I don't speak tree, so I don't know what he's saying. All I do know is that everything about this record, this track, this whole album just comes together so beautifully. I've loved Konimo's musicality for a very long time, but I've never, ever been able to listen to a whole album of his. It's always been too clinical and too dry for me. And I think why it works so beautifully is because he's technically very, very gifted. You know, that's not what you usually find with palm wine music.
It's a bit rough around the edges,
absolutely,
isn't it, palm wine?
Which is why we love it.
But sometimes I've heard Konimo's music being called martini music rather than palm wine music or cocktail music, because he plays classical guitar and it's very refined.
Absolutely. And so why this works for me is because he's in his backyard and you hear all the sounds of the village. It's so organic and it breathes. And suddenly he's, for me, this is him where he should be. Not in the studio, not surrounded by loads of session musicians, but by his own people around him. And I think it's, you know, I had tears in my eyes listening to that last track, that Adowa.
And of course, Adowa is funeral music.
Absolutely. And not just funeral music, it's a dance as well. And when you see it being danced, the sensuality and the poignancy, well, you could hear it in that record.
But maybe being in his backyard has freed him up as well too. I mean, because as you said, Lucy, he studied classical guitar. He's also a keen jazz fan. He's studied flamenco guitar. But in fact, what we've been talking about today is that there's a jazz invisible
thread.
Silver thread through everything from Samuel Yerga to Mariam Hassan.
Which is interesting because I think there's a lot of mistrust amongst world music fans towards jazz. It's difficult to win over fans from world music into the world of jazz.
Well, I think that often what happens, and you know, this is where I think it's quite regrettable, is that you might get jazz that's kind of stuck on, and you'll get the sort of the keyboard sound, and it just is overproduced. What we've listened to today, I think, is quite an organic. It's an enabler in this sense. It's enabled the music to breathe, as you say, and that's where I think jazz really works. And I mean, you know, the point of jazz is that it lends itself to fusion, and then I think that that's what it's done here. But it's also giving that platform to the root stuff as well.
Well, Konimo's album High Life Roots Revival is out on Riverboat Records. So thanks very much to both of you, to Rita Ray and to Jane Cornwell.
Thank you
for joining.
Lucy.
us here on World Roots. And as always, you can find details of all the music that you've heard on today's programme on the Radio 3 website. So now back to our session guests, Kora virtuoso Toumani Diabaté with his son, the brilliant young Sidiki Toumani, together with Brazilian musicians Arnaldo Antunes and Edgar Scandura. They are in the studio with their project A Curva da Cintura. And here they are with the traditional Malian melody, Kaira.
A música muda o vento, o pé também muda.
A really special musical collaboration between Mali and Brazil. From the album A Curva da Cintura, well, I say the album, actually we've got the musicians right here in the studio, and they are from Mali, Toumani Diabaté on kora with his son Sidiki Toumani on second kora. From Brazil, Edgard Scandura on vocals and electric guitar with his son Daniel on bass and acoustic guitar, plus the unmistakable voice of Arnaldo Antunes. And then finally on drums and percussion, Michele Abou. And I have around the table here with me Edgard and Arnaldo and Toumani. So we've got, well, three languages at least. We're going to do our best. The song that we just heard was Kaira, which actually, Toumani, you brought to the album.
Yeah, you know, the meaning of Kaira was a movement before my countries, the countries get in, Mali get independence. So I get a chance to talk about this story to Arnaldo and Edgar when they come to Mali.
Because they came to Mali to record the album, the album,
A Curva da Cintura. Well, the first thing, so we met in at the festival Back to Black in Rio de Janeiro 2 years ago, 3 years ago, something like that.
So, and when you met Arnaldo, when you met Toumani, did you immediately feel that there was some common
Our
ground?
Our first meeting was in Rio de Janeiro. We was invited to share a concert, and we did one rehearsal, just made one rehearsal. And
2 hours or something.
And
like
yeah, hours. 2 hours, yeah. And the magic symphony was mediated. And yes, and we stayed with the desire to do it.
Yeah.
Fantastic.
Then we go to Mali to do together.
So I talk about the story of Kaira over there, and then he start to write something, you know, Arnaldo. And when he went back to the hotel and start to write something about Kaira,
your lyrics are really beautiful on that, Arnaldo. And also you've got that characteristic very very low voice. Mm.
Thank you.
I remember that from when you did the album Tribalistas.
Yes.
With Marisa Monchi and yes. Carlinhos Brown, and you sang really, really low.
Thank you. And this lyric I wrote inspired in the story that Toumani told us.
It's something about music changes the world for the better.
Yes, this is the idea. The music can change the world because it can change the feeling and the conscience of the people.
And I love the fact that there are two fathers and two sons. Sidiki, your son Toumani is 20. How old is your son, Edgard?
My son has 24.
So he's 24.
24 years old.
Because you're a guitarist primarily, and you're a very experimental guitarist,
yes.
Edgard. So what affinities do you feel with the kora?
Can I speak in Portuguese?
Go ahead, try, but speak slowly, and then I'll try to translate.
Eu acho que a grande semelhança que existe na guitarra elétrica e a cora.
He thinks there's a strong similarity between the electric guitar and the cora.
É a possibilidade que os dois instrumentos têm.
The two instruments.
De improvisar.
That improvise.
E de poder tocar vários estilos musicais.
And they can play various different styles of music.
Eu consigo ouvir a cora num blues.
In the cora, he hears the blues.
Num rock ou
rock,
num samba.
Um samba.
Em muitos estilos musicais, assim como a guitarra também.
And the same for the guitar. Well, let's have another piece of music from you now. So what will you be playing for us, Arnaldo?
Que me continua.
And what's this about?
Que me continua is a love song, song about the completation that one another person.
The way two people complete each other?
When I end, you begin. Something like that. Se perco, freio, me obstrua.
arruine e reconstrua. Se sou fruto, me rua. Se vira um muro, me rua. Se te machuco, me doa. Se sou futuro, evolua. Você que me continua. Você que me continua. Você que me continua. Se eu não crescer, me destrua. Se eu obcecar, me distraia. Se me ganhar, distribua. Se me perder, subtraia. Se estou no céu, me abençoe. Se eu sou seu, me possua. Se dou duro, me sue. Se sou tão puro, polua. Você que me continua. Você que me continua. Você que me continua.
The musicians from A Curva da Cintura, from the album that's just out now, in fact, on the UK label Mais Discos, but they are right here in the studio with us. And that was a song, Kimi Continua, with vocals by Arnaldo Antunes and also Edgard Scandura, yeah, doing some sort of very interesting kind of wah-wah sounds.
The talk box.
Talk box. And of course, Tumani Djebate on the kora. So this album that you recorded it partly in Brazil and partly in Mali. So for you, Tumani, it must have been a new experience to work in Brazil with Brazilian musicians. How was it for you?
This is something special. because in Mali, we really don't get music from Brazil. The only things we know about Brazil is the football, the soccer, and Pele.
You don't hear samba? You don't listen to samba?
Of course, the samba music, but not really. Not like, you know, hip-hop from America or, you know. So it's not easy to get in touch with Brazilian music. But I didn't know the music before I come to join them at Back to Black in Rio de Janeiro.
Because, Tumani, this music that you're doing, this wonderful project, it actually doesn't really have samba in it. I mean...
No, there's a bit, I suppose...
I don't know, I've got... Arnaldo and Edgard are both looking, kind of shaking their heads, like,
Yeah,
I think it probably does.
I think it's something unknown. It's like in Brazil, if you... Before our record, if you ask to choose something... Describe the sound of kora. The people would say, "Oh, kora! I don't know what's this. What's that?" It's unknown.
So it's the same thing for both of you, really. In Brazil, nobody had heard very much Malian music, and in Mali, no one really listens to Brazilian music. But what was it like to actually create these songs? Are they new songs, or are they old songs that you've reworked?
These are new songs. I and Edgar, we had a plan to do a record together, just us two without band, just guitar and voices, or acoustic or electric guitar. Then in the middle of this project, we met Tumani. Then we loved the link of our languages, and we invite him to share with this project with us.
And do you see this as a collaboration that will continue, Edgard?
I hope so. When we play together and live. Like
yesterday.
Back to Black yesterday, just seeing Tumani, Sidiki, Arnaldo, my son, Michele, we play together like a family.
Well, it's very impressive that you've achieved what you've achieved and brought these two very different traditions together and created really something completely new out of it.
Thank you.
We would like to go out with one more song from you. What will it be?
A Curva da Cintura.
It's the title track of the album. And of course it means the curve of the waist. So is this another song in tribute to a woman?
Yeah, not just it, but it's it too. I think it's about sensuality of the woman, but about dance, that the Mali's music and Brazilian music is very linked with the dance. And it's a song that associates the sensuality with the nature, the elements, the rain, the forest, and the beach. And I think there's a curve too, geographic curve that between and cultural curve between Brazil and Mali.
Wonderful. Well, let's hear by the Mali-Brazil team, Tumani Djebate, Sidiki Tumani Djebate, Edgar Scandura, Daniel Scandura, Arnaldo Antunes, and Michele Abu, and they will play A Curva da Cintura.
Devagar. amadureceu, a fruta caiu, semente cresceu.
World Roots was presented by Lucy Duran and produced by Roger Short. Next week, World Roots is replaced by our final live broadcast from the WOMAD Festival. Lucy will be joined by Andrew McGregor, Lopa Kotari and Mary Ann Kennedy for live sets and highlights from the festival artists. That's at 10:15 next Sunday evening. This is BBC Radio 3, 90-93 FM, on digital radio and online. It's 11:15 now, time for this week's jazz lineup with Julian Joseph.
Hello. Let's get the jazz party started with the Ronnie Scott Orchestra in October 1955, featuring the legendary alto of Joe Harriet. This is Bang. From the second of a 4-CD box set on Proper Records called The Joe Harriet Story, that was Bang, and featured solos from Hank Shaw on trumpet, Dougie Robinson on alto, Ronnie Scott on tenor, Phil Seaman on the drums, and the sensational alto of Joe Harriet. And that was the Ronnie Scott Orchestra in 1955. And a multitude of venues across London have been putting on themed concerts for the Cultural Olympiad, so it's fitting to remember the music and artistry of Ronnie Scott with the Jamaican-born alto great Joe Harriet. On the show tonight, a special concert set featuring the vibraphonist Christian Tambor, who brings together a group of international players from Britain, Italy, Japan, and the United States. First up, a young pianist from Addis Ababa, who, against the wishes of his family, sidestepped a possible life in medicine for the allure of jazz. His name is Samuel Yerger. He's a pianist with a rootsy, natural feeling to his music. His use of percussion, reeds, and horns added to the core of the sound of his trio demonstrates an effort, in my mind, to fuse the music of his beloved Ethiopia with his jazz ambitions. This is Firma Ena Wereket.
Thank you.
world of Ethiopian pianist Samuel Yerga and Firma Ena Wereket, which translates to "We don't need paper to love each other." The album is called Guzo. It's a good listen, and it charts the journey of an interesting new artist. A portion of the album was recorded at Peter Gabriel's famed Real World Studios, and it's released on their label. Reedsman John Sermon has released a solo album, which is always an event. It follows on from his previous solo work, represented in the albums Private City and The Road to St. Ives. The new album is called Saltash Bells, and Sermon draws his inspiration from boyhood adventures sailing on the Saltash Passage to the sound of church bells. To quote him, "the echoing bells, the river going by, gulls turning in the sky." He forms a sound that is uniquely Sermon, combining the multitude of saxophone textures from his beloved baritone to the soprano saxophone. And this is The Crooked Inn. The jolly sound of John Sermon and The Crooked Inn from his new album Saltash Bells, out now on the ECM label. In Huddersfield later on in the year, Sermon will premiere a new work called Lifelines for the bolster tone male voice choir, pianist Howard Moody and saxophone. The next day, November the 18th, it will feature in the 2012 London Jazz Festival at the Queen Elizabeth Hall, where BBC Radio 3 will record it for a special edition of The Choir, presented by Alad Jones, to be broadcast on December the 30th. I always find the work of Christine Tobin engaging, thought-provoking, and representative of an artist in tune with what she wants to say. Her latest offering celebrates the work of poet W.B. Yeats, and this is Long-Legged Fly.
That civilization may not sink its great battle. Thank you.
like a long-legged fly upon a stream. His mind moves upon silence. Ooh, 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 like a long-legged fly upon a stream. Her mind moves upon silence. Ooh, 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 ooh. Like a long-legged fly upon a stream. His mind moves upon silence. Like a long-legged fly upon a
the spellbinding voice and music of Christine Tobin and Long-Legged Fly from the album Sailing to Byzantium. The poems of W.B. Yeats sensitively accompanied through Tobin's musical vision. Phil Robson, Liam Noble and Dave Whitford were joined by Kate Short on the cello for that piece. Gareth Locrane guests on flute and actor Gabriel Byrne reads a few poems. And you can catch Christine and the band performing music from Sailing to Byzantium on July the 25th. They'll be at the Holt Festival in Norfolk. And Christine also continues her tour with material honouring the songs of Leonard Cohen across the country. on September the 9th. She's at the 606 Club in London. She's at the Brighton Comedia on the 14th. And on October the 7th at Birmingham Jazz. This is Jazz Lineup with me, Julian Joseph, on BBC Radio 3, on FM, online and on digital radio. The BBC have an empowering scheme set up to help deserving and up-and-coming bands, and Jez Nelson from Jazz on 3 has been checking out the talent up north, and I'm very happy to say that Jez Nelson joins me. Hi, Jez, how
Hello,
are you?
Hello, Julian. I'm good, thank you.
Now, what have you been up to? I know you've been travelling, and in particular, you're in Manchester.
Yes, I've been up in Manchester for a special night put together by Jazz on 3 and BBC Introducing. And as I'm sure you know, Julian, BBC Introducing is a scheme which kind of looks to give exposure to bands who are maybe under the radar, sort of underappreciated a bit. They don't necessarily have to be new bands. Any time an artist, a band who think that their music is maybe worthy of wider recognition want to, they can just upload some music at the BBC Introducing site. There's a link up on the Jazz on 3 site, and so we're constantly looking out for new bands, and then every now and again I'll play music on the show and actually also kind of distribute it to the other jazz shows and send it out to the jazz shows around the whole of the UK. And then I think probably about once a year we put together one of these special nights, normally at a festival, and highlight a bunch of new bands. And actually myself, Kevin Legendre from Jazz Lineup, and Giles Peterson from BBC Radio 6 Music got together and went through a long list of bands, picked out four, and we put on a special night at Manchester's Band on the Wall as part of the Manchester Jazz Festival and programmed those bands there.
Well, who was the particular group that you chose to feature? Because I know you're going to feature them on the show.
I have to say, the real standout performance of the night came from a band called Roller Trio. And there's a fantastic scene in Leeds, and it's kind of based around Leeds College of Music, and quite a few good groups have come out of there over the last few years, people like Trio VD. Mm. And this band, I mean, I have to say, they hit the stage, they feel like a kind of fully formed unit, such incredible energy, very much in that sort of post-jazz alt-rock kind of thrashy thing that Trio VD do, big catchy riffs, really strong saxophonist at the front of it, James Mannering. Actually quite sort of accessible tunes because of these riffs they play, but very sort of full-on influences from people like Tim Byrne, but also, like so many of the sort of new generation of bands, they also cite influences like the hip-hop producer Jay Dilla and Flying Lotus. So really the standout performers of the night. They've actually got a CD out, which I've played the track from a few weeks ago on Jazz on 3, and I wondered how they pull it off live, and they were really, really accomplished.
Well, we look forward to that, and we certainly look forward to hearing them on your show, Jazz on 3, tomorrow. What else have you got?
We've got extracts from the performances from all four bands, a group from Bristol called Dakla, who sort of, I guess, mix up sort of Balkan melody lines with Afro-funk and jazz, an improvising group called Im, a piano trio who are very much in the tradition, I guess, coming out of the EST thing and going back to Jarrett, called Eyes Shut Tight, and then a good chunk of this performance from Roller Trio.
And we're very fortunate because we get a chance to hear the Roller Trio live. What have we got, Jez?
Yes, the first broadcast of this from last Monday night at the Band on the Wall. This is a tune which is also on their album. It's called The Interrupters.
Thank you, Jez.
Thank you.
The young band from Leeds, the Roller Trio, and that was The Interrupters. Thanks to Jez Nelson. And you'll be hearing more from that concert recorded in Manchester on Jazz on 3 tomorrow. And as well as Jazz on Radio 3, remember there's plenty more jazz across the BBC airwaves, all available via the BBC iPlayer. This is Jazz Lineup with me, Julian Joseph, on BBC Radio 3, on FM, online, and on digital radio.